Let us pray. Lord God, we are your church today. We give you thanks for your word, the good news that comes to us through Jesus Christ. We give you thanks for God's unconditional love. Be with us this day to help us celebrate this love in Christ Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. Some people like to use today's gospel story as a stewardship theme. They tie it in with Jesus asking, "Where are the other nine? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Only 10% returned to give thanks to God. In stewardship terms, this means giving 10% of our earnings to God in gratitude. Some preachers still use this theme from the gospel story. As a teen, I often heard the pastor use this story as one of the examples for Stewardship Sunday, of giving 10% to God and the church. But today I'm not talking about stewardship, and I'm not talking about 10% giving to the church, because this is really not found in the gospel story. People interpret it this way, but Luke's gospel is not about returning 10% to God. Rather, it's a story of expressing gratitude to God for healing, for all healings in life, for a life together as followers in Christ's good news. This story does assume that these nine Jewish men did go back to the priest, but did they praise God? Did they thank God for the healing received through Christ Jesus? Or is this non-Jewish one returned to give thanks to God for healing? Jesus said to them, "Rise, go, your faith has made you well." Now this story is also used for another way, because many people insist that faith and healing are linked. Lots of faith, lots of healing. Small faith, small healing. No faith, no healing. But I don't think this is found in the gospel story or Jesus' words, because all lepers were cleansed, all were healed, regardless of the level of their faith or non-faith. There were 10 men healed, but only one returned to thank God. What was Jesus saying? He was saying that all people were healed by God's gracious love and need to express their gratitude to God. These lepers heard about Jesus. Their hopes began to rise. They reached the point of seeing Jesus, so they began to call out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Despite a hopeless disease, they began to feel there was a chance to be cleansed. Their desire, these 10 lepers were encouraged to keep on, and they kept shouting to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy upon us." 10 lepers were cleansed on their way. And they all asked Jesus for healing. And they were all cleansed by God's ungracious, God's inclusive love. It's important to notice for me that Jesus did not reject any of those 9 lepers, but thank God for each one of them. "Your faith has made you well," he said to the one, the foreigner. Having been healed of his leprosy, this one former leper returned to Jesus and is praising God. He's feeling thankful. He knows what happened to him. Once he was a leper, now he's not. As we heard from another story, the blind man said, "Once I was blind, but now I see." I think Jesus was instructing his disciples about the power of faith, the duty of discipleship, and learn from Jesus' power of being grateful. We followers of Jesus today, I'm sure, can learn from Jesus the power of being grateful. People can still give thanks to God for being healed from many different hurts, from words said, words not said, words from other people, gratitude said, gratitude left unsaid. The preacher at our bishop's retreat Monday asked, "With whom do we associate in this story?" Most of us responded to Jesus' question. We expressed our gratitude to God for the good news come in Christ. One of my neighbors upstairs told me about her son who lives in Florida, Cape Coral area. He told her of people expressing their gratitude to churches and stores for giving thanks to them for food and clothing, restaurants cooking meals in outside tents, Walmart giving bottles of water, clubs and organizations helping others with shelter, clearing the debris where possible. So many people expressing their gratitude in the midst of the situation. People who are helping other people during this healing times and needing healing. But to express gratitude is one of the most human attitudes, and yet there are far too many people who simply ignore the act of courtesy, of expressing their gratitude, of expressing their thanks to God. I say that because I found this article which states that people need to be taught to express their gratitude or giving thanks to God or to others in life. Researchers have shown that most parents probably know this instinctively. Gratitude doesn't come naturally. In her book entitled A Gift of Thanks, Margaret Visser cites a study which observed how 25 sets of parents teach their children to say hi, thanks, and goodbye. Parents had to prompt their children to say hi 28% of the time, goodbye 33% of the time, and give thanks 51% of the time. Children had a most difficult time learning to say thanks. Most children must learn to say thank you even before they know what it means, she says. The words come first, the feelings later. Does this also apply to us adults as well? Based on this research, Visser concludes that learning to be thankful involves a steep learning curve. Showing gratitude is a learned response. And she writes, in our culture, giving thanks is believed to be, for most children, the very last of basic social graces they acquire. Children must be taught, brought up, to say they are grateful. How revealing. In our culture today, giving thanks is believed to be, for most children, the very last of basic social graces they acquire. Children must be brought up to say they are grateful. And even when we teach children to say thank you, some children continue to not say it, for whatever reason. But Visser notes that although most grow into the practice of thanksgiving, once we finally learn grateful, we seldom forget it. She says, such phrases like thank you become so ingrained in us that they last when almost everything else has been forgotten. And then she states that in a state of aphasia, or in people suffering from Alzheimer's disease, these little phrases often survive the shipwrecked of our memories. They still survive. And if you visit someone who has Alzheimer's, you know that that's the case. People can still say thank you when you go to visit. But that must be true with that Samaritan. He must have been taught by his parents or teachers to say thank you, to be grateful for being healed. And he came back to Jesus and praised God for his healing. He showed gratitude. Obviously, Jesus is known to need people's needs. He meets them. He knows where they needed to be healed. He knew the difference between one leopard and 10 leopards. Our Lord fully knew to fully heal all lepers. Even though some of them ran away, did they go back to the priest? We have no idea. But we know that one came back and said thank you to Jesus. Because Jesus asked, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? The question is, where is the gratitude and thanksgiving for us today? Jesus graces us with his love, with his mercy and hope. We hear of God's unconditional love in Christ in this story. The desire is for us to show our gratefulness, for Christ is our light and points us to redeeming love. Christ is with us each and every day. And even when we do not show gratitude or thanksgiving, God continues to show God's mercy and unconditional love and hope. Hope for us today and hope for us tomorrow. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds, who loves us, dearly loves us. Amen.